let us begin this time in silence. As we center our hearts on Him, let us pray. Thank you, gracious and loving God, for all of your blessings. Let us notice them and let us acknowledge them. Let us see the good around us and the good at work around us. And Father, we must look within ourselves and seek forgiveness for our sins, but also be grateful for that forgiveness that's ever available to us because of the life, death, and resurrection of your Son, our Savior, Jesus the Christ. And Father, as we seek forgiveness, give us strength to live out that forgiveness, as we live out mercy, as we share grace with the world around us. Empower us to forgive as we have been forgiven, to love as we have been loved, to reach out to one another, to hold each other, to help shoulder burdens, to cry together, to laugh together, to struggle together, knowing that you are with us, strengthening us, and giving us your blessing, your peace, and your presence, even when it's darkened and difficult. And Father, as we bring our needs before you, those needs extend not just from our personal needs, but to the needs of our community of faith, the church here with us this morning, and who would like to be with us on this Mother's Day Sunday. Father, we lift up every need that has been mentioned and those silently kept upon our hearts. And Father, we bring them before you through a prayer of intercession, seeking healing, touching, strength, whatever it may be that the need should be. But Father, more than anything else, we know you love us and that you want good for us. So we pray that your will be done. But Father, give us grace and strength to accept your will, whatever that may be. We extend our prayers from just among our group to the other churches in our community and around the nation and indeed the world. For the church isn't defined by walls or names, but by Jesus, its Savior and Redeemer. So Father, we pray for the church and the ministry and the work that it's called to, the lives it's called to touch, the message it's called to give. Father, we pray for those who suffer from whatever it may be that would be a physical, a mental, a societal, or an unknown, a feeling of a disturbance within their spirit, an absence of peace. We pray that they may find that in you. We pray also today, gracious and loving God, for the leaders in our community, our nation, and in the world, that they would seek you in a spirit of peace, that they would seek you in a spirit of reconciliation, that they would seek you and realize that more can be done together than divided. And Father, as we come and bring all of this to you, it seems so big. But Father, we thank you for the blessings that are around us. Father, we thank you for this sanctuary and for these people and a place to come and worship. Sometimes we don't even notice or take for granted. For those who work behind the scenes to bring services together, Father, we praise you. And Father, we pray for the other blessings of spring flowers. Father, Carrie and I noticed that our flowers from last summer begin to peek out, surviving the harshness of winter. They began to bring themselves above the surface, to reach out to the sun. And Father, we should reach out to the sun, S-O-N, as well. So, Father, we lift all of these needs and many more before you. And we know that you hear us when we pray. And we thank you for never being too busy to hear from us, no matter the size of the prayer. but that it's the son or daughter that lifts it to you. We pray for mothers that they may be praised, thanked, and appreciated, but that they would also be mothers of love and mercy. And now we'd ask that you hear us, as in voice and heart we pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.